hold the bunny tail mic.
You know, towards your face.
Don't take my pillow for comfort.
Is this right?
That should work.
Is this thing on?
Do you guys hold a pillow while sitting on a couch for comfort or to hide rolls?
It's both.
That's the question.
It's to make you feel comfortable.
I love bread.
It's to hide my bread-loving body.
You just keep pulling rolls out from underneath the pillow.
Where did you get that?
I don't know why this pillow makes me feel slim.
It does.
It's for comfort. Right, well, it's emotional support pillow.
Mine's to hide my bread-loving body.
Your bread-loving body.
So, hey, guys.
Welcome back. Well, we're back.
Good and you?
Stop. Come on. That's a stolen joke.
It is.
Give the man credit.
One Sunday morning, no matter who said anything, Mike Mayo's reply, our worship leader, was, good and you? And it was like, morning, good and you? What's up, Mike? Good and you? He's just like every new person that came in. It's funny. He never got old either.
What a weirdo.
That's so funny. This is exciting. Yeah. We've been gone for a bit.
Yeah. Tonight we're just chilling on our couch at the house. So if you hear our kids, that's our life.
Yeah, and told them, don't come upstairs under pain of death.
So we have approximately 30 seconds.
Yeah, I know.
We'll see how long we last, but
there will be no death.
We won't be recording super long tonight. But just wanted to give some like life updates, where we've been, what we've been up to. Why don't you guys start?
Go ahead, Rob.
Sure enough. So Marie and I... have both changed professions. Professions. I said per. How embarrassing. Anyway, professions.
Million cats.
I haven't seen so many cats all week.
You've been watching so much original Batman series. Catwoman, where anytime she can, adds per to her sentence.
I was going to say, they've just been watching the like cat meow Super Bowl that happens. Isn't that a cat's? Isn't there a cat Super Bowl after the Super Bowl? Oh no, it's Puppy Bowl.
It's a Puppy Bowl.
Never mind.
Yeah.
Oh my. I'm surprised they don't.
But anyway, life update. Yeah. Is Marie and I have both changed professions, and we have taken teacher jobs, teacher positions at our old school. I am a third grade teacher, and Marie is a kindergarten teacher. And it is definitely where God has called us to be. And we're still getting used to the roles and fitting in. What is it, like 5 weeks? We're starting on our fifth week.
Yep, tomorrow.
On tomorrow.
On tomorrow.
On tomorrow, everyone.
What's been the biggest adjustment for you guys?
I think going from a busy life to a busier life.
Yeah.
Like, we just live in such an awkward place from where we work and where we, like, hang out with people. Yeah. So, like, there's never a time to go home before we have to be where we have to be for the evening times. Mm. So we're always home too late, and then we don't get enough sleep. But I think for me, that's been the most difficult, because I'm going from being a stay-at-home mom for 6 years to being a never-at-home mom. And that's been, like, it happened so fast. So I think for me, that's the biggest adjustment, is, like, the home used to be my domain, and now it's, like, I cannot even, like...
Domain
it. I can't even, like, fathom catching up to what I would, like it to be like at home.
Yeah. And I think mine's along the same lines of having, like, every minute kind of has to be like, we need to be out of a certain place at a certain time in order to get home at a certain time, so our nighttime routine doesn't get thrown off. And then like, it just makes everything very, very tight in that way. Mm. But what the bless, and I know that sounds super stressful, but I feel like it's been handled well. And I think that God has prepared us for that through actually implementing Sabbath.
Yeah.
And doing our best to implement Sabbath, because if we don't take that day, I know for a fact we're going to feel really just behind and exhausted throughout the next week. And it's just something to look forward to at the end of every week. And because we get to be together as a family, even though we're together as a family all week long, it's always, it can be rushed and it can be like, well, not today. Like, it gives us permission to be like, hey guys, I can't do this right now. Right now is work time. Like, right. I need
our
to be able to work.
Our attention is always split.
But on Saturdays, it's like, all right, guys, like kids, what do you guys want to do? Like, let's do something fun. Let's do something together. It gives us an outlet for kind of having something to look forward to, like with the family and to just rest and enjoy each other and delight in each other. So anyway, I think we've been set up for it well. God's been building us up for this role.
That was a lot of homework for this season.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. So we're in a good place. So what about you guys?
Well, the summer's been nuts. I feel like it got really busy. I started, you know, earlier on this year, I switched brokerages, which we all knew that. But it just went, it got very busy.
She said we all knew that. Oh. Not we all do that.
I was like, I've never done that before.
Oh, it sounded like you said, which we all do that. Sorry. Everyone does that every now and then.
Sorry, I'm so nasally when I talk.
Switch brokerages.
Sorry. No, yes.
We just all got mine switched last week. Or two.
Anyways, work just picked up. It's gotten really busy for me, so... With this type of job, it can go from like, oh, it's dead, to like, you're busy every night and you're doing showings when people get out of work. And so you're not home all the time, or you have to like, so it's just finding balance with that. And then kids in the summer, we didn't like have a babysitter or anything. So we just kind of like, well, they say like, we kind of just wung it really. Like we were like, okay, we were just, it was kind of,
that was tiring.
It was crazy, but we figured it out and we managed and it was fine. And I guess that's what happens when you both, when two parents work. But other than that, we ended up having a really end of, like the summer was really, really good for us. We just, with summer being so busy towards the end of it before school started, we just kind of went out. We had a couple trips with the family, camping trips. And then we went to Florida for vacation. And that was really fun for us, just to kind of kick off the fall year with family. And you know, we ditched school the first week. School technically was in session just to kind of spend some time as a family. And we had a really good time.
Yeah, September was accidentally, like we just took it completely off, not on purpose. We went to a friend's vow renewal 1 week. Then we were like, oh, we're leading worship.
Well, it was just like weekend.
It was still the weekend, but it was like we were home for the week. Then the weekend we left for that. We came back. We left on Thursday after that, so it was still midweek. We were like, oh, we're leading worship in Plymouth.
Bethlehem.
Bethlehem. That's really far away. Let's go camp there. But 2 months ago, we weren't thinking about what September looked like. So it was like, oh, okay. So we came home for like 2 days.
And they were like,
left for camping. Then we came home for 1 day and left for Florida.
Yeah, it was just madness.
And then we came back like beginning. Or that was, I guess that was
Labor Day weekend.
Yeah, yeah. That was. And it was just like, we've been gone for forever.
Yeah.
And it's crazy because like when, I don't know, the average church attender is allowed to come and go whenever they please. We missed 3 weeks in Dover and the prayer team was like, where the heck have you been?
Yeah, yeah, I know. I know. I felt like there were so many people that are like, I haven't seen you in ages. I'm like, we were gone, but we were also serving up. And it was just funny because like, it just goes to show you like how connected you can be in a church community when you miss a week or two.
Pretty funny.
Anyways. Yeah. So that's been our life this summer. Just getting in the groove of things. We got an awesome pop-up camper. So that's like one of the reasons we were taking advantage of the weekends when we were traveling for church and other activities and just went camping. And we found a newfound love in a pop-up. We really love it. It's just like, I don't know, the closeness, the memories, like it's just so, so fun. The kids have a great time. And I don't know, I think everybody needs to go camping in their life to just instill some good core memories for your kids. Cause I mean, those are my core memories as a kid was camping with my family. Like we did it every summer and I have some crazy stories from those camping trips, but I'd love to share them because they're just like memories for me.
Mostly about aliens.
It is about aliens, so we can have a whole conversation about that. But, and wild dogs.
Bill Cloutier from Dover, we would earn his subscribe if we did
and we talked about aliens?
Yeah.
Well,
he talked about that.
Are aliens demons? That is the question. Anyways.
It is a question.
Anyways.
Did you just do the
I did Doctor Who.
I don't know where she was going with that. She just jumped in
and took it wherever she wanted, but that was fine.
You're loyally.
I like making it my aliens. Own.
Where are you, babe? How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I don't remember what month was it.
It was
8 weeks ago.
8 weeks ago, from this recording, I made the step out of full-time ministry and into full-time for my business, our media company, which has been really fun, really different. I've been home a lot, which has been fun and different. It's hard. It's really hard to work.
Yeah. I think it's because when we made that shift, my work picked up. So it was like he was the stay-at-home dad while working from home while I was out. So it was just like our roles kind of reversed.
I'd like stay-at-home dad, but still hold down the this is our monthly income and we're like still moving towards like it all.
But that was during the chaos of the summer. So like the kids just weren't in school. So we were like, what are we doing?
Yeah, it was just chaotic. And so, yeah, been working through that transition. I've worn many a ministry hat in my life. So trying to remove some of those hats and do what God has called me to do really well instead of a bunch of things that I can do for God kind of well. I guess that's like kind of the lesson of like, well, what was I created for? You know, what was the ministry that God had in mind with me? Because I really shouldn't be doing everything just because I can or have time. And then, I mean, our heart was that it would bless the church in multiple ways, that if I switched to out of full-time ministry, that would be a financial blessing for the church because they wouldn't have to deal with all the expenses. Like having a full-time employee, no matter what it says the employee makes, it costs so much more to have a full-time employee with, you know, insurance and taxes and everything else. So that was the hope, is it would be a financial blessing. And then my work was like God was blessing that area all the way down to prayers and conversations of making that switch. It was like, God, is this really from you? Christian company sends out a contract that's amazing. Like the day we're praying about if this is the right choice. And so, I'm looking forward to it. It feels like, you know, God has us God has me in a place where it's creative thinking, creative work all the time. That's all I'm doing.
It's scary though. Like being too self-employed parents, you know, it comes with risk, you know, but we're trusting God is providing and he has shown that consistently throughout, not just the season of change in our life, but throughout our whole life, is that he always provides and he always takes care of it because, you know, he cares and that is the God we serve. Those have been probably the biggest changes and adjustments this summer for us. It's been a good summer. We got some quality time together too. It was like during the vow renewal, we went hiking. As you could probably see, Marie posted a funny reel of us hiking. And
that was good.
Yeah, thanks for that hike, Kaylee.
It was a great idea.
We all loved it.
It was fun. I had a good quality time with you guys.
Some of us loved it a little more than others.
Does anyone else just...
I did have some sweaty palms.
When we were climbing up that beehive, did anyone else just have a hard time thinking their legs were going to randomly straighten?
like a goat?
Like a fainting goat.
There we go.
And down I go, right off the cliff. Yeah, well, there we
I think you have some intrusive thoughts. Maybe we need some therapy.
I do.
What's so weird is I am so afraid of heights.
Yeah.
But I was not afraid for a second.
It's so crazy to me.
I don't think I allowed myself to go there.
I am not afraid... I'm afraid of heights when I'm not strapped into something or something's not controlling me. When I am just free nillying it, like, what in the world?
The good old free nilly. I love that movie.
Willy nillying it, willy nilly. Yeah. When I'm willy nillying it, that's not even, that doesn't work. That doesn't work. Just willy nilly. Free nilly.
Nilly nilly.
But when I'm not strapped into something, I'm going to fall. I feel like I'm going to fall.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate it.
That's what I always say.
Speaking of being strapped into something and not falling.
Get ready for this conversation.
Yes, on Friday. At school, the kids were going to the Deerfield Fair and they were talking about all the different rides they were going to go on. And somebody asked if I rode the zipper before. And I was like, actually, I have a video. And I went on your Facebook, yes. Haley, and I found the video.
We should link that video.
I don't know about that. It's just me yelling the word pancakes often.
Oh, yeah. Why did we do that?
Because we were all teenagers and we yell stupid, silly, weird things.
You were there.
No, I had left.
Oh.
And I think that's why he took the video, because he wanted to be like, still having fun.
What?
Yeah. Without you.
I sound like a really nice guy.
Yeah, you are.
I see why you got me.
I just want to let you know, you don't dictate my happiness.
I'm sure that was not my reasoning.
He was trying to convince himself that, like, I'm still having fun. It was that sadness.
You said that you run a media company, but you didn't say the name. You didn't shamelessly plug your own media company.
Creative Table.
All right, moving on. Just kidding.
Yep.
Go ahead.
No, yeah, we just started. We started initially as just a graphic design business.
Yeah, you didn't just start the business. You started it a year ago.
I went full time.
Well, yeah, I was like
on the business.
Yes.
We started. Me and a different friend tried to start the company. That friend moved away. So then me and Travis Nicholson, who's the district youth director, I don't remember his new title. So he's more than the district youth. He's the director of church growth of the district.
I was going to try to help you.
I don't think anyone knows who he is unless they go to our church.
Either way, we're an Assembly of God church. He works for the Assemblies of God district in Northern New England. But he's a great graphic designer. He's done that on the side forever. So we were looking for an excuse to work together more. So when I called him to ask, I was like, give it some thought. And he was like, no, I'm good. I'll do it. Like it was just, yeah, it was good. So we started and then it's just grown from there. We thought we would just be like the put in a request. We'll make a graphic. But it turns out like people wanted to.
It's a lot of content.
They wanted to collaborate.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys ever do this where you think like the stuff you know in your world, like everyone must know it because you aren't possibly that smart to have any information everyone else
doesn't
have. No,
that's just the truth.
Perfect.
For me.
Okay. Oh, for you.
Nice.
Either way, I just think everyone knows what we know. And so then finding out like they wanted advice. They wanted to know like, how do I make good content? What the heck are we supposed to be doing to get more customers? And it was like really fun to sit down and have those calls. So we're kind of a little bit of everything. We're really a creative team for hire. So if you think you have a company, and wouldn't it be sweet if we just had a room full of people who made sweet stuff for us? Well, that's, you know, whatever, $80,000+ to have two teenagers try and do it and pay them decently. Or you can hire us for way cheaper and we're the creatives in the room for you. So that's kind of the end goal for it. And cool. It's been working out.
So we were talking about the fact that we've been gone for so long, and throughout the time that we've been gone, we've had a couple kind of
special announcements.
we've had a couple meetings, just the four of us.
Meetings, they're called hangouts.
Well, but we specifically talked about this. We talked about double ping pong.
My blazer. There was
some sort of life update from one of us that I didn't know. So I'm trying
to
think.
Are you getting married?
Are you gay? What's happening? I tried to say, are you getting? And then I gave up and I said,
gay?
Are you gay?
I was like, what?
Wait till our new website gets released. Sorry, we found out .gay is an option to end a website in. Fun fact, keep going, Rob.
So anyway, we've had a few quote-unquote meetings/hangouts over the past couple weeks, and we decided that I don't know how much we're going to reveal, but we basically are going to start.
I don't know.
It depends on where you're going with this, Rob.
What do you mean? We're talking about exactly what we said we were going to talk about.
How much are you going to blurb out?
Why don't we let Haley
Haley,
do it?
No, why don't we? Go for it.
We wanted to take
and the pitch.
What's happening?
Okay.
We wanted to take what's happening in these conversations and begin to develop resources that we can give out, right? That's not saying too much. We're trying to develop some resources that we can give out. That's basically what we're working on.
Haley looks disappointed.
Redact. Are you mad at me? Redact.
It's fine. It's fine. Cat's out of the bag.
You were the one who said this was the idea to say today.
No, no, no. I wanted to just give little tidbits, but that's a good enough tidbit to leave. So we are excited. We're launching some fun stuff. We are going to hopefully provide some extra additional
monthly cost.
No. We're hoping to have extra resources for like our listeners and our friends in church, outside of church, just to provide, because we've gotten some good feedback in the sense of like takeaways from the podcast that we've created and just practical steps that we can do and that we can help with the people that are listening. And yeah. So
Here's the thing you can say that's like what hopefully people would be excited about. If you're listening to this and you've ever tried working on your marriage and doing all these different things, if you've ever bought a couple's like devotional book, you know the pain it is to try and get through it. Right? Mm-hmm. They're awful. I don't know if I've ever read one that we've
I've never purchased one because we've I'm not that type of gal.
We've purchased a few and we've gone through like page one and we're like, put it away.
Jeez,
like,
this
and
is
I feel
so
bad,
weird.
Like a lame Christian for saying that because I'm like, oh, okay, I want to support other Christian ministries. But when I'm like reading something, I'm just like, okay, I know. Like, it's just, I don't know. It's not,
I know.
It's just not helpful.
Well, they
like,
always
and I
start
feel
off
like I have to get through it because I'm like, oh, I bought it.
They always start off at a baseline.
Are you struggling or like, well, yeah. I don't know. Like,
but they have
it's
to,
like an infomercial.
At the, but the first the first chapter always has to be like a baseline or a like a catch-all because you need to bring everybody up to speed. That way you can introduce the serious topics. I feel like that's the only way to start one of those books because you never know where somebody's going to pick it up and start.
Either way, there's some good ones out there, but we want to
simplify.
We want to simplify it and make it much easier.
Yeah, we are
and
hoping to fix that problem.
Yeah. So
why'd you hit me?
It could. I didn't hit you. I'm sorry. Problem.
I saw you.
Like I didn't say it too much. You still say.
Oh no! I'm not hitting you. I'm just trying to turn the mic so I can.
Oh, and
sorry.
My belly's in truth.
So every time you want to talk, you feel
get
like she's telling
pillow.
You to stop.
Get me that pillow. Anyways, yeah, we're very excited. Hopefully, it's not a flop. I don't think it will be. I think it'll be really fun. I think hopefully we'll try and get this launched soon. We'll have more announcements to come. I think this is just the beginning and we wanted to just kind of get people. If you have any additional information or insight that like, or feedback that you
want
to provide
you want.
Or something that you want, right. Please let us know. You can text
if
us
money. We don't have it.
If you want to give us money, we will take it. We've got a GoFundMe. No, I'm just kidding. We don't.
No, but we have merch that Jeremy made, so.
We will, right?
Yeah, we have one sweatshirt that says, see you in heavy.
Which is so good.
So if you want a sweatshirt, DM us, text us. You
call
know where
me,
it.
Beat me if you want to reach me.
That's the what's next the sweatshirt?
No, just it's just Kim Possible.
Kim Possible.
Oh, yeah, she doesn't know.
Yeah, so that's an announcement. And then, do you guys have any other announcements to make?
I just wanted to clarify, I changed a position from my linen company that I was in to a teacher. I'm
you
still,
needed to clarify that.
No, shut up.
Oh my goodness.
So
I so
no,
many
no,
people
no.
reached out to me. So who's the pastor? The pastor
oh, you're not making
now.
Fun
oh,
of me.
I thought you were being sarcastic.
I thought you were being sarcastic
no,
to me right now.
It's
no,
like actually
100%. I had to tell so many people that you didn't quit the church.
Yeah, it was a weird, anyways, yeah, that happened.
Okay, so people think that Rob is a full-time pastor at the church because like we were doing a Devo one morning during worship or the worship Devo and Rob was talking about how awful like he was of a time he was having at work.
Oh!
He was like, the people I work with, they're pretty rough sometimes like that I have to encounter.
Well,
and someone was like, is the church like really that bad to you? And he was like, oh no, that's not what I'm talking about.
Oh, that's so bad.
That's so funny. That's funny because I got the opposite when I was full time at the church. The most asked question was like, so what do you do for a living?
Oh my gosh.
And I was like, Right here.
Just shepherding some souls.
Yeah, I was like, okay.
No. Thankfully, the one job, the part-time job you had, gave you fulfillment, Rob. No,
it does.
So yes, to clarify, you are still a pastor.
I'm still the pastor at the Milton location. Still very much
love your funny. Position.
Yeah. Sorry. I just realized that I didn't mention it, so I wanted to clarify that.
Good call.
Anyways. Thanks. With everything going on and all of like the changes and stuff, we're still trying to get in a good rhythm of recording and making podcasts a priority for us. So even with the launch of everything that we plan to do, we're still going to try and prioritize a biweekly release of a podcast. So stay tuned for those because we're still in the works of making some more. But yeah, I'm pretty excited. I'm excited to see where everything's going to go. Again, we always welcome feedback. So if there's something that you guys are struggling with or a question that you have, send it in, and then we'll add it to our podcast.
Yeah.
Yep.
Cool. Thank you guys for listening.
You're welcome.
Have a good night.
Double take
home.
For you to say goodbye.